107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas's top political leader assassinated overnight. Iran saying Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran.
Jerusalem not commenting on Haniyeh's killing, which came just hours after Israel claimed the assassination of a top Hezbollah leader in Beirut. Iran says an explosion on a regime residence killed Haniyeh at about 2 a.m. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei calling it Iran's, quote, duty to avenge his death. Israel closing its airspace 50 miles south of the Lebanese border. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel is claiming responsibility for the killing of a top military leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Less than 100 days until the presidential election, and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris says she will have an announcement soon on her running mate. There is a rally scheduled with the two on Tuesday in Philadelphia. Still more questions about the results of Venezuela's presidential election. The Carter Center says it's unable to verify results. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department is investigating what they believe to be the suspicious death of a 25-year-old in an apartment fire last week. According to law enforcement authorities, 25-year-old Maxton Godowski was killed in the Lakeside neighborhood fire last week, and authorities have determined the circumstances of his death are suspicious. A further investigation is ongoing, and authorities are asking anybody with more information about the incident to contact the Duluth Police Department's Violent Crimes Unit. Construction on the I-35 Twin Ports interchange is making major progress. According to a Northern News Now report, construction officials say they're hoping to substantially reduce the active construction zones over the next few weeks and expect both the I-35 mainline and the northbound and southbound 535 bypasses to be completed by late August. They're also hoping to open the Highway 53 bridges and ramps by November of 2025. Work is still needed on the Lower Michigan Street area and Garfield Avenue. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers getting ready for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice in pads through tomorrow. They'll rest up Friday for Saturday night's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. Any chance Jordan Love's going to play in the preseason games this year?
Time will tell. I would anticipate him, what I told our coaches, I haven't talked to the team about this yet, but what I told our coaches was right now you got to anticipate all our guys are going to play at some point.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The Badgers training camp got underway yesterday. They're on the campus at UW-Platteville for the next 2 weeks. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves last night 5-1. Milwaukee's gone through 16 starters due to injury. They picked up a veteran right-hander, Frankie Montas, expected to start this weekend after being traded away by the Reds.
Definitely, guys are definitely going to miss, but you know, just moving forward, looking forward to join my new team. It's kind of nice to have somebody out there that believes in you.
That's the Brewers' Frankie Montas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 87, the heat index in the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorms, our low 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brenna Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, what's happening? Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, the heat is actually bearable, but it's awfully humid.
Yeah, man, it is. It is awfully humid. And going to be for, the next several days. You a state fair guy?
I'm not. Are you really? A state fair
Absolutely,
guy?
Man. You don't go to Wisconsin State Fair?
I think I've been like two or three times in my life.
Why? Because, man, it's so much happening there, man.
Yeah,
especially for young people like you.
Yeah, I just never really made it a part of my summer routine, but maybe I'll check it out this year.
Yeah, you should, man. You know, and part of it is you'll do it when you have children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you may
take the kids to see the animals.
Yeah, at some point in time, Calvin, you might wind up with a few children.
You know, maybe if Lord willing.
Yeah. What would they call a man who doesn't have children? If they call a woman a cat woman, what would they call a man that doesn't have children?
Well, I don't know. Vance lumped Pete Buttigieg in with the cat lady, so maybe you're just a cat lady too.
You know, man, it is, when you relegated to just calling people names, right?
Yeah, now they're upset that we're calling them weird.
Yeah,
and stop being weird.
Man, I the childishness in all of that is what really kind of blows my mind. You know, just constant name calling. You know, you talk to children about name calling, and because it just makes no sense. How does it make you feel? As if by you calling somebody a name, what kind of strength do you get out of that for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I don't personally understand why they resort to that. To me, it's a sign that they don't really have much policy to talk about.
No.
I think the border discussion's gotten a little stale, so now all they have left is names.
Well, see, Calvin, it's just weakness. If all you can do is call people names, you're a pretty weak person, man. Your character is weak. Because if you don't have control over the English language enough that you can, use your intellect to express how you feel other than calling somebody. I mean, how childish, man, how childish can that be, you know? And yet that is kind of like the plank for the Republican Party, man. It's calling people names. And I don't know, you know, how people who support that think that that somehow shows some kind of strength. It does not. It never has, and it never will be. But, I mean, if that's all you got, you know, that's all you have. We're going to talk about a lot of different things this morning. We're going to be joined. It's Wednesday. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is going to be joining us. Calvin, we're going to talk about the 10 major differences between Republicans and Democrats this morning as well. And they're very telling. And so, you know, you just wonder sometimes why these two sides can't come together. And really, these differences are really based more or less on morality. I mean, clearly, the things and many of the things that separate Democrats and Republicans are based on morality. And so we, you know, I didn't create those 10, you know, and anybody can push back against them. That's why it's always, your calls are always welcome on, you know, this network, and especially on this radio station. We encourage you to call. But I want to start with this, Calvin. You guys spent some time on the World Wide Web. And for a long time, man, we've been talking about they've got to do something to protect children from the scourges of what's on the site, right? On the web, right? I mean, come on, Calvin. You know, there's too much stuff there that children can get exposed to that can damage them for their entire lives. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think definitely that's, the internet is certainly a scary place. It's been a scary place since it was created. And I think it goes twofold. It is scarier in a sense because it's more pervasive. I think slowly but surely getting more aware and smart and keyed in. Like, I know when I was a kid, I was on the internet, but it was always clear with my parents, you don't talk to strangers, don't talk to people you don't know. So that kind of thing, I really think it comes down to just awareness and education.
You know, Calvin, I guess people may really not know this unless they have children. Their children have long since grown up, and we don't understand the impact of what is out there and the harm that it's doing to young people. And many young people have lost their lives. That's stuff that we don't know about because of their involvement with the internet and those kinds of things. So, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, bipartisan, have been working for a long time on bills, safety, online safety bill, to basically protect children from the scourges of the internet. And so it passed on yesterday, and the sheer numbers kind of blew my mind, man. 91-3, both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate passed this sweeping bipartisan legislation to impose sweeping safety and privacy requirements for children and teens on social media and other technological platforms, voting overwhelmingly to send the measure to the House, where its fate is very uncertain. Now, I would say to you, passes of the measure, which has been the subject of a dogged advocacy campaign by parents who say their children lost their lives because of something they found or saw on social media, marked a rare bipartisan achievement at a time of deep polarization in Congress. So, both Democrats and Republicans, bipartisan, in the Senate said we have to put our differences aside for what's in the best interest of children and their families. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, our government should always function for the best of the people, and the parties should have the same end goal, even if how they get there isn't the same. So something like this is good when they work together.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly is. And, you know, you get to a point where you say, bravo. You know, this can't happen. It did happen. And you celebrate, and then you say, uh-oh, now we've got to send it to Congress. And Congress is altogether a different minefield, because conservatives control and Republicans control the Congress. And so what is their concern? You know, from the perspective of those in the House, first off, you know, what the Senate is talking about is they want to put warning labels on social media platforms. I don't see anything wrong with that, Calvin, right? So before a child goes on to a site, there'll be a warning label there. Why would you be opposed to that?
Well, yeah, as I talked about earlier, I think awareness and education is the way you prevent bad things from happening on the internet. So a warning label is definitely a step in that direction.
So similar to the one required on tobacco products, outlining potentially deadly health risk, informing parents that their use could damage adolescents' mental health. When you look at the mental health of children in our nation, 844-967-2789 is the number. When you look at all of that, and you see the attempt to correct that, and you say, okay, man, that's great. But then you know this big hurdle that they're going to face in the House, because Republicans are saying, well, that invades free speech.
Well, yeah, I'm really confused by that, because there's conservative states now who have banned or required identification for pornography websites. So how is this any different?
You know, man, you know, it is not. And it's more than just the fact that the Republicans don't want and talk about free speech. That's not it by and of itself. The other side of it, and what the real truth is, Calvin, the lobbyists representing those companies are bringing pressure to bear on the politricksters, who, again, are going to do what, unfortunately, far too many do in our society, side with the big corporation more than they will the children. 844 and the families, 967-2789 is the number. Certainly like to hear your view on this. 844-967-2789 is Wednesday. That means Wednesday morning on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And what kind of a nation refuses to protect its children? This bill, that is bipartisan bill, that has been passed by the Senate to basically, you know, put warning labels on internet sites that entice children, that have cost the lives of many children in this nation. You and I may not be aware of it because people don't talk about it as much, but families have been lobbying the Senate for years now to get them to protect other children, the families that have already lost theirs. They see this as a mission because they lost their own children. So this goes to the House now. And here's some of the things that the House, which is controlled by Republicans, have been saying. The bill faces strong pushback from technology companies who argue it would place unacceptable burdens on them to moderate content and verify users' ages, and groups like the American Civil Liberties Union that contend it would restrict free speech. In the Senate, the measure generated narrow but intense opposition despite several rounds of redrafting to address such concerns. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, recently called the bill the Pandora's box of unintended consequences, arguing it would stifle First Amendment protection speech. Other critics, such as Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, said they were worried that limiting children's access to certain content on social media could further isolate vulnerable youth, including LGBTQ youth, who often rely on online communities for a sense of belonging and acceptance. Lawmakers in the Republican-led House have proposed a far narrower online safety measure that would impose strict safeguard requirements only on platforms that generate more than $2.5 billion in annual revenue, or video games that have more than 150 million global users in a three-month period. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? Hey, Brendan from New Jersey, what do you say, sir?
I just think that as consumers, I think we really need to push these companies that are putting all this lobbyist money down in D.C. You know, they're saying, oh, it's going to be too ominous for us to monitor content. But that's all done through computer and AI now. AI is a product that's developing and can easily be used to help stop bullying online. This is really the big problem, bullying online, where these children are losing their lives and things like this. So as consumers, I think we need to push the company to provide a youth product phone that has a chip in it that puts them into a situation where content can be monitored more easily. That's it.
Well, you know, man, you know, it really, I mean, this clearly should be about what's in the best interest of protecting the children and not the major corporations. The corporations that own these sites are waxing rich, Brendan, wealthier than they've ever imagined. And at the root of it, we shouldn't have to compromise the safety of our children in this nation because of that. Look, I'm a free speech guy. I believe people have a right to free speech, but I don't think it should be at the expense of the health and safety and well-being of children.
Right. I agree with you completely. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying as consumers, we have to push these companies to provide a product and stop sending all this money. You know, they spend all this money down in D.C. lobbying so that they can do less but sell more instead of protecting the children. But also there's a parent responsibility there. And unfortunately, with two working parent households, a lot of times things aren't being monitored, and this is where a lot of these poor children are getting in trouble.
Well, I will tell you this, Brendan, as a father of three, you know, boys who have long since been grown. If I had, and working 7 days a week like I did for many years, you know, I just don't know. It's easy to blame the parents and say the parents aren't doing what they should do and put all that burden on them. But I think as a society, man, we have a responsibility as a society to make life a little bit easier, a little bit more palatable for those children. And so the children just don't belong to the parents. They are part of the society, man. And I think we've gotten away from it and looking at it from that perspective. And so it's so much about me, myself, and my own that I can't be concerned, or this is not my battle. This battle is for parents themselves.
Well, I believe that there is a combination of all those elements that come together to bring a solution to a tough problem that you're talking about.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening as well. 844-967-2789. On the other side, we're going to talk about the 10 differences, stark differences, between the left and the right, Democrat and Republicans, liberal and conservatives. Join us, 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign is reaching out to registered voters who sat out the midterms 2 years ago.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
The campaign's Rhonda Lindner says just getting people to even talk about voting again leads to more civic engagement. Wisconsin healthcare companies say artificial intelligence should be limited and monitored. Officials from UW Health say they use AI for in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to answer patients' questions. A spokesperson says a doctor or a nurse reviews all messages before they're sent to patients. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Northwest Wisconsin region will see a $70,000 investment from the federal government to help showcase their outdoor recreational areas. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary of Rural Development Dr. Basil Gooden visited Beaver Creek Reserve this week to announce the investment through the Rural Partners Network. The funding will be distributed by the West Central Regional Planning Commission. Dr. Gooden also announced an $18 million loan for rural electric infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding eligible hunters to apply for the Gun Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities. According to a press release, this year's hunt will take place between October 5th and 13th, and interested hunters should contact the DNR to confirm a location with a hunt landowner sponsor by September 15th. The program gives hunters with disabilities the chance to hunt in a place that's more easily accessible for them, with landowner sponsors willing to open up their properties.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors and pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 87, the heat index in the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorms, our low 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better.
Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here.
Big families? You bet.
Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time.
19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie.
Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest.
Big attractions? Check.
Big theme parks? Check.
Big meals?
Check, please.
Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
right. What's the matter? Hold me tight. Why must I tell you what?
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So let's go to the phone lines. We've got John hanging on from the first half an hour. Hey, John, good morning to you. John from Boaz, what are your thoughts?
Great show, Earl.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Sandy's opinion and yours.
Yeah, Sandy's not here today. He'll be here on Friday, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Let me ask your opinion. If the corruption of our morals, is it a political left or is it political right, like extreme right, or way on the left, liberal? Where is the corruption of our morals?
Well, so morals aren't left or right. Morals are a standard that you actually, you're not born with morals. I don't think any human being is born with morals. But clearly those are things that you are taught inside of the development of your family. The morals that I possess, I got from my parents, you know, from birth until, you know, I was old enough, you know, and it never stopped. As long as my parents were on the face of the earth, the morals that I learned and exhibit to this day were given to me by my parents. Church can't give you morals. You know, a mosque, a temple, a synagogue can't give you morals. The society itself, that has to come from your family. And the unfortunate thing about this is if, you know, you're born into a family that lacks morals, you know, the chances are it's going to be a very difficult uphill climb for you. I'm not saying you can't obtain them, but there, you know, it's a very, the older you get, the more difficult it becomes to have those. And that's why the best time, excuse me, for you and I and for the human beings to, you know, have and learn morals is from birth, you know, and you know, all the way through your life. But certainly, it certainly starts at home and birth until adulthood. So let me, 844-967-2789 is the number. Left wing versus right wing. 10 key ideological differences. Left wing versus right wing. Now, you know, either side of it, you know, you get to weigh in because our listening audience is both left and right. Left wing. And if there's something that's incorrect about it, you can certainly challenge it. Left wing. The left wing perspective typically embraces ideals of equality, social justice, and collective responsibility, advocating for government intervention to address social inequalities and to provide public services. Some left-wing ideologies include social democracy, center-left, socialism left, and communism radical far left. Now, part of the morals that I possess clearly are about equality. Certainly, they're about helping those who can't help themselves. You know, morals are about morality. They're about humanity. You know, What else do you base them on other than what you are willing to do to offer support and help for other human beings and even animals? Right wing. The right wing perspective primarily champions social conservatism, limited government intervention in the economic marketplace, capitalism, the importance of personal responsibility, and the primacy of traditional values. Some right-wing ideologies include neoliberalism, right-wing populism, right, and fascism, radical far right. I didn't write the definitions of these terms. But who can argue? They are as starkly different between day and night, rich and poor. Major difference in the definitions of those two ideologies. And when you read those definitions, you see why it's so hard, to bring this nation together. The left-wing versus right-wing divide in politics represents general and simplified ideological differences in political positions. The left represents progressive social and economic values, and the right represents conservative social and economic values. Now, let's go to what these 10 differences are. Left-wing versus right-wing origins. The left-wing and right-wing terminology can be traced back to the French Revolution of 1789, a period of profound political and social upheaval in France. In the French National Assembly, the supporters of the king traditionally positioned themselves to the right of the president, symbolizing the defense of the existing social hierarchy and favoring limited change to preserve tradition and stability. So, 844-967-2789. Let's have at it. Let's get into it. Here are the 10 stances of left-wing politics. Economic equality. Left-wing politics often advocate for measures to reduce economic disparities. This could include wealth redistribution through progressive taxation, where the wealthier are taxed at a higher rate to support social programs that benefit all citizens. Let me go here. Universal health care. Universal health care is a common left-wing position. Now, why should universal health care be left or right? We just talked about morality and what that is. If you are a moral person, just from my perspective, nobody else's, you want for somebody, for your brother, what you want for yourself. You want for another human being what you would want for yourself. That's, just kind of the way I look at it. You may look at it differently, but that's what I base my life on, the principles of my life. Universal health care is one of those things. Why wouldn't you want that for everybody? Every human being should have an opportunity to be healthy on this planet. Democrat, Republican, Christian, Muslim, African, American, be damned. None of that means anything. None of those things should outstripe humanity, a human being. Since we're all on this planet at the same time for a short period of time, it is mind-boggling to me that there's anybody who thinks that there shouldn't be health care for every human being. We can make that happen. But that's something that the left supports. It's something that the right disagrees with. labor rights. The left generally supports strong labor rights, including the right to organize from form unions, fair wages, and safety working conditions. I worked in industry for 34 years. You know, and before my generation got there, before there was an OSHA, the plant that I worked in, they called the butcher shop. Men had arms cut off, legs cut off, fingers cut off, couldn't hear because there were no safety regulations, because the corporation was more concerned about profit. That exists even today if there aren't regulations in plants and the regulations happen to be pushed by people on the left, not people on the right. I'm sorry. That's just the fact. Environmental regulations. Left-wing politics often emphasize the importance of strong environmental regulations to combat climate change and protect natural resources for future generations. I'm sorry. We know who's on the side of that. We know who pushes and who fights for that. People who call themselves, liberals or Democrats. Education access. Many on the left believe that education should be affordable and accessible to all, with some advocating for free public education, including college and university levels. Social justice. Left-wing politics often focus on social justice issues, advocating for equality across racial, ethnic, gender, and sexual orientation lines. Immigration. Left-wing ideologies generally promote more often immigration policies, viewing immigrants and immigration as a positive factor that enriches a society culturally and economically. Global cooperation. The left typically advocates for diplomacy and global cooperation in international relations, often supporting multilateral institutions and agreements to address global issues like climate change and human rights. Now, those things that I just talked about are just a handful of the things that people on the left support and believe in. And those are the policies at the root of what, you know, the left and Democrats stand for. Now, you know, after we come back, you know, from this short break, I'm going to read the 10 stances from the right. And then you determine why there's such a big chasm between the left and the right. Especially since, you know, John from Boaz asked me about morality and what's at the root of it. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with me and you and Calvin on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The 10 differences between the left and the right politically. 10 stances of right-wing politics, limited government. Right-wing politics often advocate for a limited role of government in economics affairs, favoring less regulation and lower taxes to stimulate business growth and innovation, free market capitalism. The right generally champions a free market economy where businesses operate with minimal government interference. They believe that competition leads to efficiency and innovation. Deregulation. Many on the right believe that deregulation helps stimulate economic growth by reducing burdens on businesses and encouraging entrepreneurship. Strong national defense. Many right-wing ideologues prioritize a strong national defense, including significant investment in the military and robust response to international threats. Traditional values. The right often defends traditional social norms and values, resisting rapid change in societal structures or norms. Law and order. Right-wing politics often emphasize the importance of law and order, supporting strict law enforcement measures and punitive approaches to criminal justice. Lower taxes. The right typically advocates for lower taxes, especially on businesses and high-income earners, believing that it encourages investment and economic growth. Strict immigration policy. Right-wing ideologues often favor stricter immigration policies, prioritizing national security and cultural cohesion. School choice. Right-wing politics often support the concept of school choice, allowing parents to use public funding for their children to attend private schools if they wish. This is a key feature of neoliberalism in education. Climate change skepticism. While not universally true, some right-wing factions express skepticism towards the consensus on human-induced climate change, often opposing stringent environmental regulations that could impact economic growth. So those 10 planks on either side clearly show you that there is a divide in this nation based on ideology that I don't know how you fix it. When people can be so opposite in their views, one to the other, brother to brother, husband to wife, sister to brother, loved ones in the same house, even in the same bed, such polar opposites of one another on their views of humanity and what it is, you get what we have now. I don't know how we get out of that. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it is extremely difficult because I think we do come on a lot of issues from different directions. I think we maybe want the same thing, a better, safer, stronger.
No, society. We don't want the same thing, okay? Because there's a clear path to, you know, making it a better society. There's a clear path to making it a better society. But go ahead.
If that's what you want to, we'll look at it that way. I'll come at it that way. Personal responsibility. One party believes in it. The other one believes the man is supposed to take care of them. They look to government. They look to everyone else to blame. They look to the destruction of the family structure. I can come at it from that way if you want.
Hey, CJ, here's the difference. I'm not talking about any way that you can come at it from. You have every right to come at it from any way you so choose. This is America. When Joe from Boaz talked about morality, he didn't talk about it from the perspective of somebody coming at it any way they choose. So in the Wild Wild West, people can say and do those things. But based on what the morality of human beings, which is the way I live my life and the way I come at it, is what is in the best interest of the human family. Not somebody who's got, well, so-and-so's got his hand out and they've got this out and all those. What is that?
It's the truth.
Oh, okay.
You talk about equality and equality. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
We are living in the greatest country of opportunity in the world. And you want to set it as, you know, that you're being held up or the man's holding you up. You look to government as the answer. No, I look to personal responsibility. I look to, you know, teaching your kid to read. I believe in a father being in the family. I believe in, so, you know, I came at it, yes, the way you want to come at it isn't with the unity. I'm trying to do that. But you want to keep racism and division alive and well in this country.
Hey, CJ, is that what I'm trying to do? If I'm a person speaking from the perspective of morality, then morality eliminates all of that foolishness you're talking about. In the way I live my life, okay, it's not judging other people. Right? You know, the book says, if you're a Christian, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Okay? I didn't write that. That scripture is, you claim to be Christian. Many of you claim to be Christians. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. We walk around in this holier than thou, you know, days, walking right past a human being who needs support and help. And we've got our nose in the sky. I'm better than someone else. No, you're not. And so if you're fortunate enough to live your life and you're blessed that you can live your life in a better situation than somebody else, then God bless you. But there are many who need support and help. 844-967-2789 is the number. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the early.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time. Pat Kratlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.